excited you're all joining us today. Been a crazy one. We're excited you're jumping on board with us. Keeping our eye on what's happening in Washington, D.C. today. A lot going on over there. We'll get to that in just a few moments. But I'm back. Thanks to Rob Dew for filling in for me yesterday. As many of you guys probably saw, if you follow me on X, you may have seen I was traveling yesterday with the press team over at the Pentagon. It was actually really, really cool. I will walk you through what happened yesterday over at the Pentagon. I mean, as you guys can see here, it was a jam-packed day with press secretary. The secretary of the Department of War, Pete Hegseth, traveling all around. Lockheed Martin was the first place we went over to. And then from there, we actually went over to SpaceX and he met with Elon Musk. I'll bring you the details on all of that because it was actually pretty freaking cool, not going to lie. Not going to lie. Probably not the most professional journalistic way to phrase it, but it was pretty cool. I'll bring you the details in just a bit for today's show. We're also waiting to see Hillary and Bill Clinton to see if they come onto the Hill. I don't know if they're going to do so. Many of you guys know it's been a back and forth. They've been changing the date, but today is supposed to be the day where they're supposed to come forward and speak with the chairman, James Comer. Then it's supposed to be about the Epstein stuff. We'll see if it actually happens. I have seen them skip it out before. This time it's supposed to be a little bit different, though, because if they do skip out, guess what? We're told criminal referrals will happen. So don't hold your breath, though. Don't hold your breath. We're also following a couple of stories. I know a lot of people were talking about this yesterday, that there were potentially direct energy weapons used in Venezuela, as many of you guys know, and Nicolas Maduro was captured. It was very, very interesting because obviously they had no idea what was happening on the ground. Those in Venezuela, the Cubans who were there protecting him and others, obviously the military. And so we're hearing that there was potentially these direct energy weapons that were used. Now, we've covered this before. As many of you guys know, we had Steve Baker on this show who detailed how he thinks it's also been utilized as well against American citizens. Now, of course, there's no actual physical evidence when you utilize directed energy weapons, but there are symptoms, and they are quite strange. We'll get to that in a little bit. We'll also be talking about, there was a Wall Street Journal article out, and it's not looking good, if it's true, for the AG, Miss Pam Bondi. According to the report, we'll get to it in a little bit, but things aren't looking too good for her. President Trump is getting very frustrated. And there's a lot of reasons to be frustrated, obviously, so we'll get into that in a little bit, too. But there's a lot of reasons to be a little fired up with the U.S. attorney. We'll be also caught following the latest from the FBI firings. The FBI claim that they fired everyone a part of the Arctic Frost investigations. And you guys have known last week, I detailed specifically for all of you how a lot of the key players in the J6 persecutions are still employed by both the FBI and the DOJ. But President Trump put out a post yesterday about the Arctic Frost FBI agents. And you'll be surprised by the numbers that Tom Fitton's throwing out there right now as to how many people have been tossed from the agency and how little it is given the fact that they have thousands of employees. So buckle up. We got a lot to discuss in just a bit. We'll also be having a bunch of really cool guests on today's show. Liz Harrington, the former spokeswoman for President Trump, will be joining us to react to a lot of the lawfare stuff. Obviously, we're looking for accountability. Liz Harrington knows that better than anyone, too. She's advocating for it on her front. She's also advocating for election fraud to end. She wants massive amounts of, just we can say reforms, I guess, at this point, to our election systems. And there's a lot of groundbreaking news that took place over the weekend. So I want to make sure we got to that and that you didn't miss out on that. Plus, we'll be joined by Annie Cyrus. Annie Cyrus is an Iranian American journalist. She's from Iran. She's going to be here to break down the latest because she knows exactly what's happening right now in Iran. She still has her sources there. She still does incredible reporting. And it just is incredible to hear what's been going on. Also, Kellen McGovern, McGovernor Jones is going to be joining the show today. This is going to be interesting given the fact that this is a Daily Express reporter. And specifically enough, there's something very interesting going on right now in the area in Texas. H-1B visas. A lot of them. Kellen will be joining us in just a little bit to kind of walk us through the latest going on right now in Irving, Texas. So buckle up, we got more to discuss in just a bit.
Are you tired of stubborn fat that just won't budge no matter how hard you diet? Well, let me introduce you to Ultimate Burn, the most powerful science-backed fat-torching formula available today. Inside every capsule of Ultimate Burn is 200 milligrams of GlucoVantage dihydroberberine, a supercharged form of berberine that clinical studies show slashes insulin resistance, blocks new fat storage, and helps your body burn fat for fuel. Then we crank the heat with a massive 120 milligrams of Calorie Burn GP Grains of Paradise, packing a full 15 milligrams of active 6-paradol. Human trials prove it fires up your brown fat, ramping your daily calorie burn by up to 200 extra calories a day. Then we finish it with cinnamon polyphenols and bioparin to make sure every milligram hits your system hard. The result is faster fat loss, smaller waist, better blood sugar, and energy that lasts all day. Ignite your results with the real deal. Grab Ultimate Burn now and watch your body finally start burning fat like it's supposed to. Stock is limited. Get yours before it's gone. It's Ultimate Burn. Light the fire at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning. Welcome to the American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on with us today. Happy Tuesday. Oh, that's been a little crazy for me. I hope you are able to enjoy your week so far. Thank you to Rob Dew for filling in for me yesterday. As many of you guys probably saw, he did an incredible job filling in, but most importantly, it was a bit of a crazy day for me. I was traveling with Pete Hegseth's team, the Department of War Secretary, and it was very, very, I mean, I was just saying before, it was very, very cool. We'll go through the details in just a little bit, but I do appreciate Rob filling in because there was a lot going on. You know, we went to, obviously, if you follow me on X, you saw that we went to Lockheed Martin, which was really cool. And we also went over, we got a cool little tour of it too. And then we also went over to SpaceX yesterday, where Hegseth met up with Elon Musk. And it was a jam-packed day for you, for me, mainly for me. Would I tell you that Brownsville doesn't have any outgoing flights after like 5 o'clock? They like literally shut down. I think it was 6:30 last night. So it was a bit chaotic for me. Driving back from Brownsville, Texas yesterday, it was a long drive. It was a beautiful drive, but it was a drive. So buckle up. We got 3 hours of groundbreaking news anyone's here else to dive into. There's so many incredible stories that are going on right now that the media is not going to cover, specifically what happened in Venezuela. As many of you guys know, I don't think anyone's really talking about it, but there are reports that directed energy weapons were utilized in that capture of Nicolas Maduro. We'll walk you through the latest report. Obviously, those are the types of things where you're not going to have any physical pieces of evidence. But obviously, this is something that's kind of, you know, expected. I mean, you know, we had Steve Baker on the program, and Steve Baker broke his report, and he thinks, according to his source, that directed energy weapons were utilized on January 6th. And so, you know, now we're looking at what happened in Venezuela, and you look at the reports, you're like, wow, the military had no idea that these people were in their country. They only had like a 3-minute heads up. Well, that's kind of strange, wouldn't that be? So it's quite possible. It truly, truly is quite possible. We'll dig into the details of that. We'll also talk about a Wall Street Journal article that just dropped yesterday as well. According to them, the president of the United States, Donald Trump, is not happy with Pam Bondi. He's not happy. How could he be? How could he be? I mean, we're hearing trickles of there's possibly a grand jury in Florida right now. Okay, cool. But when you compare it to the action of the Biden regime, when they were ready to go out there and start sweeping people off their feet and dragging them off into the DC gulag, it was a much rapid response than what we're seeing now. So we'll dive into that. Well, let's talk about the FBI, because the FBI, the director, Kash Patel, has come out saying that he has fired those part of Arctic Frost, obviously. But is it enough? Is it enough? And we're going to walk through the numbers, because again, we don't really get exact numbers from the agency itself. But Tom Fitton's all over it. He just dropped something that I think you really should be paying attention to in regards to the firings that have taken place over at the FBI. So we'll dive into that in a little bit. But right now, we're keeping your eye on Hillary and Bill Clinton. And if you're wondering why today's a special day, well, that's because they're supposed to be making their way to the Hill. And whether they do so or not, that is truly up to them. But, you know, they're supposed to make an in-person appearance right now. James Comer is obviously the one who summons them forward to come forward and to testify. So we're waiting to see if they actually do show up. Now, obviously, That's not going to probably happen. They have not done this before, or they have not showed up. So we'll keep our eye on that. But again, that is what's expected for today. We're also keeping our eye on a couple of other things. President Trump is heading over to Detroit, Michigan today. The president's participating in a visit and a plant tour. Waiting to see specifically which plant they're referring to there. The president's also expected to be delivering like a speech at the Detroit Economy, or Economic, I should say, Club. And that's expected around 2 p.m. Eastern time today. So we got our eyes on that. We also got our eyes on some breaking news that Fox News just dropped a couple of minutes ago. According to them, the Trump administration has announced the termination of the temporary protected status for Somalians, which obviously has impacted thousands of Somalians and brought them into our country, tragically, of course. Now, that will no longer allow them protected status here in this country right now. And as of March 17th, they will have to get out. And whether they do so or not is on them, obviously. We all know how this all plays out, right? They usually don't go. They usually don't. So it's up to the Trump administration to get rid of them then. All right, so let's talk about what happened yesterday, because yesterday was a pretty cool day, I must say. Yesterday's my first time traveling with the Department of War. Just such a badass name. But yesterday I was traveling with both the Secretary, Pete Hegseth, and his team, and it was pretty cool, not going to lie. I flew with them to SpaceX. We'll get to that in a little bit, but first, our first destination was in Fort Worth. Lockheed Martin was the first place we went over to. And it was very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. As many of you guys might have saw, I was covering it extensively. If you don't follow me on X, make sure you do, at Brianna Morello. But I was posting the videos of Hegseth underneath a F-35, signing it. He was down there for quite some time. I don't know exactly what he wrote, but he was down signing that F-35 for a massive chunk of time. Now, obviously, you know, Hegseth is hyper-focused on making sure that our military's in, I guess we'll just say, tip-top shape, and that all of the wrongs that were done over the last 4 years are corrected, because obviously the Biden regime made us have a weaker military. And as the secretary repeatedly said, no more men in dresses. No more men in dresses. Now, it was pretty cool because, you know, Lockheed Martin had their executives meet with Hegseth. And, you know, we kind of, as the media, we were able to kind of hover over for a couple of minutes and then left when it got good. But it's interesting because they gave him a full tour, and we got a tour too of the facility, the assembly line for their F-35s, which is pretty cool. Now, it's also really cool because about 600 people were at the facility who worked there, sat there. Well, they got like a front row seat to see the secretary speak, which is really cool. He's really actually an incredible, just side note, like a really incredible, he's a really incredible speaker. Like, I get it. Like, he had like the show on Fox and he was pretty busy with that, but like, that's pretty impressive to do, I must say. And that guy's got a lot of energy. I don't know how anyone does that. Now, during his visit to Lockheed Martin, he also did praise their record delivery of 191 F-35s in 2025. Now, again, he did speak for roughly, and I'm going through my notes, he did speak roughly for 15 minutes. And he really was drilling these key point homes. He wanted to slash the red tape, which is obviously a lot of the regulations. I think the slow roll all of this. John Cornyn was there too, by the way. I was a good person. I didn't say anything to John Cornyn. Mr. FISA. I was on my best behavior. He also spoke about ending DEI and woke distractions and focusing more on obviously being more lethal and the readiness of our U.S. military. He went on to also say that he was very confident in Lockheed and their ability to help him achieve that mission. Now, again, Ted Cruz was present, so was John Cornyn. A couple of members of Congress were also present, so that was pretty cool. And, you know, I got to fly with the team, media team, so that was pretty cool, too. That was a great experience. We flew down to Brownsville, Texas. I've never actually been that close to the Mexican border, not going to lie. So it was quite the experience. But most importantly, I mean, Elon Musk has built himself like a little city. It's actually really impressive. Starbase is where we went at SpaceX, folks. And apparently it's like this little mini campus. We're talking to some of the employees over there. Like, it's like we live here. It's pretty cool. They all have Teslas. Cybertrucks were parked out in the front as you're driving past. And I had no idea how new it all was. It was pretty cool. And they just recently got ACs. One of the employees told us, they're like, we haven't had AC in a bit. But the facility itself is brand new, but it's actually really freaking cool. Really freaking cool. So Hegseth did make his way down. As soon as we got there, Elon Musk was out front. He did greet Hegseth. They made their way inside. We were not privy to the meeting between the two. But obviously we did. Then later we made our way inside. And that was pretty interesting. Now, obviously, Elon Musk doing the introduction into Hegseth speaking. And that was pretty cool. And then Hegseth, like, this is, I got to get a new phone. This is my phone footage. But it was pretty cool. I want to play, though, the kind of the focus of all of this and what the, this is where it gets a little sticky for me. Because I'm not really, not really an advocate for us moving closer and closer and kind of speeding up this AI rush. And that's what it was all about yesterday. So from my perspective, I'm a little on the fence on this one, but it was pretty cool to see how fast they've been at developing all this AI. Most importantly, I want to play a clip yesterday from the speech that was given by Hegseth. Let's turn to clip one because he's explaining why they're going to make this the priority now, which is ultimately the partnership between Grok and the Department of War. Take a listen.
We need to be blunt here. We can no longer afford to wait a decade for our legacy prime contractors to deliver the next perfect system, only to find that it's delivered years behind schedule and cost 10 times what it should. Winning requires a new playbook. Elon wrote it with his algorithm. Question every requirement, delete the dumb ones, and accelerate like hell.
Obviously, that's really the message that was going out yesterday. It was quite impressive. It's going to be a big, big push right now to get us closer to being at the top of this AI race. I don't like it. I'm just not someone who's technology weirds me out. I test drove a Tesla too. This was a couple of weeks ago when I was looking for a car and it was just too technical. I was out. So I'm a little weary about all of this. But it was awesome to see them all. They were all excited. They were all very excited to see, obviously, Hegseth, because it's very rare the Secretary of War makes an appearance at your factory. And I was really impressed on just speaking with the employees. They said, you know, we're here 24 hours. We're constantly working. We actually build our rockets over at SpaceX from scratch, like literally scratch. We don't get it brought to us. We build it with the raw materials here. That was pretty cool. Again, I didn't even know that they live on their base, that they all live on the campus itself, which is pretty cool to see. So it was a very interesting day. Now, again, this is a top priority for Hegseth. Advancing the United States into this AI acceleration strategy. That was the exact quote he used yesterday. To make the U.S. military an AI first warfighting force. So if you pair that up with the directed energy weapons, yeah, it's kind of scary. All right, let's get to this story. Let's kind of pivot a little bit now. And let's get to this part because this was a big one. As many of you guys probably saw yesterday, there was a report from the Wall Street Journal saying that Donald Trump might actually be losing a little bit of confidence in Pam Bondi and that he's expressing some frustrations internally with his aides. Obviously there's not much happening on the front when it comes to prosecutions. Now, again, we do hear whispers and we'll get to that in a little bit about grand jury reports. But this is something that's really interesting that we're finally starting to hear little whispers about this. Because for the longest time, I was told, oh, no. No, the president really likes Bondi. My sources told me that she only had 6 months. And I told you guys this before. During that switchover with Bailey over in Missouri, when he was brought over to the FBI, that was actually her replacement being brought in. So it's interesting to now kind of hear, because this is around the same timeline, to hear these whispers that he's not happy with her. And usually leaks usually indicate something. Again, it could be false. It could not be true. But it's worth highlighting the fact that, yes, this is what he's saying. Potentially. I don't know how you're not happy. That's sarcasm. I don't know how you're happy at all with the AG. She hasn't done anything. What has she done? Congratulations. You're getting fentanyl off the streets. That's important, yes. But saving this country and getting rid of and uprooting all of the garbage that has infiltrated the deep state operatives, holding those top people accountable, yeah, that's really important. And I'm so tired. I saw another report, too, that Tish James is under investigation again. I'm so over it. Tish James, don't like her, never liked her at all, but she's not even on my top 20 card. Not even my top 20 card. So I'm not going to sit here and pretend like we're actually doing something. I don't see it actually happening. Interesting enough, though, President Trump did take to Truth Social to go off on the FBI agents. Hey, guys, it's all cut off. Can we get new printouts, please? This one was interesting, though. Because according to Just the News, FBI supervisor who openly opposed Donald Trump on social media played a crucial role in obviously igniting the Arctic Frost investigation. Well, a lot of these key players, they keep saying, are fired. You know, I sat back and watched, and they were trying to claim that they were fired. But it's interesting because, again, Kash Patel tweeting out, under President Trump's leadership, this FBI found the corrupt actors behind Arctic Frost and terminated their employment last year. That's what the FBI director is coming out and saying. Now, it's interesting when you pair that, and we'll go into detail with this with Liz Harrington in a bit, but Tom Fitton even putting out that it's roughly over 100 people have been terminated. So the numbers itself aren't even that impressive. I get it. These are probably, if he is just claiming the Arctic Frost employees, you also keep in mind there was J6 FBI agents. According to Tom Fitton, FBI leadership fired no more than 138 employees. Now over 3,000 employees left since President Trump came back into the White House. Mostly 872 have retired. And 980 actually quit. They resigned. Keep in mind, though, when we're talking about 138 employees being fired, that's like a drop in the bucket because there's about 35,000, a little over. So Tom Fitton doing a good job, I'd say, at being fair and balanced in that report. We'll have Liz Harrington on in a little bit just to go over that one. I also want to get to this story. This was interesting. A grand jury could possibly be getting together. That's supposed to be on the 12th. So that was yesterday. So according to reports last month, former CIA director John Brennan's lawyer wrote to the same judge, which is Judge Eileen Cannon, who apparently has this grand jury on her docket right now. We don't know specifically if it's related. This is just connecting the dots a bit. Well, according to Brennan's lawyer, to the same judge, and confirmed this, that Brennan is a target of a grand jury investigation into the 2017 intelligence community assessment, obviously about the Russian collusion hoax, the 2016 one. So there's possibly that grand jury. This is just more evidence. It's just possibly that grand jury possibly going on. Again, I have to say possibly because it's not 100%. We never know. We never know. It'd be a good start, though. I can promise you that. I'm sure it would be a massive, massive RICO case for those who tried to infiltrate and completely just steal the election from President Trump. But no surprise there at all. No surprise. a lot more happening too. Folks, I don't even understand why Tish James is the center of an investigation right now. It's just so strange to me. It's so bizarre as to why we even do this in the first place. I get it. I saw what unraveled in New York City. But it just looks like now like you're just targeting her. Many of you guys may have heard the report that she's now under federal investigation. Something with like hair and makeup from her campaign funds. I'm just over it. You couldn't land it the first time. And now we're doing it again. It just looks like lawfare. The PR aspect of all of this isn't good. Isn't good. I want to play clip two for you guys. I don't know if you guys heard this update in regard to the J6 pipe bomber story, but this one's a good one because this might actually have some legs on it. You know, Brian Cole Jr., he's the individual who's been arrested for the pipe bombs. Well, his attorneys are trying to argue that he received a pardon potentially. If you do think he's a suspect, that he did receive a pardon from President Donald Trump. It's an interesting clip. Take a listen.
Williams also says he believes the president's pardon for all January 6th defendants applies to Cole. The lawyers are planning to make a filing with the court soon, laying out that argument that the pardon applies.
The judge called this a January 6th adjacent case during the hearing. Do you agree with that?
For purposes of the pardon, I absolutely agree with it.
What do you mean?
So I think you have to employ some kind of common sense as applied to the allegations. So if the allegations are that he went out there and he set down these components and that they were found on January 6th, the judge says that it's a part of January 6th. The pardon says that you're allowed to get a pardon for everything related to the events that occurred on or at the Capitol on January 6th. Like I said, we're going to talk about that at a later date, but I do believe that.
Sounds like you believe it's a strong argument he should get a pardon.
100%.
Of Trump's pardon is broad. It says the president will grant a full, complete, and unconditional pardon to all other individuals convicted of offenses related to events that occurred at or near the United States Capitol on January 6, 2021. The government says Cole confessed to making the homemade devices and walked investigators through how he built them before driving to Washington, D.C. and placing them outside the RNC and DNC headquarters the night before Congress certified Joe Biden's victory. When the government put details of what they call Cole's confession in a public filing, Cole's lawyers demanded to see the evidence of the confession. Williams says he's now watched a recording of Cole's interview after the arrest. He says the statements that are in the government's filing are missing context, and at some points, the government is making affirmative false statements, he says.
But you're not saying the government's lying.
Well, I'm saying that I believe the manner in which the government made those statements is incorrect and acontextual and in some instances absolutely false.
So a lie. The government's lying about what he said.
Some of the representations that the government made in our opinion are false.
Isn't that interesting? Hey, folks, it might be true. And I don't like the fact that they put out there for the public to see that there was a confession made. Again, that's not going to go well, and you'll probably hear the judge ripping them a new one for doing just that. We'll keep our eye on this, though, but it's not looking too good for the DOJ here or the FBI. All right, guys, don't go anywhere. In the meantime, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com. The limited edition Life is Fiery Beauty Trench Knife is available.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new products, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. It dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We're excited you're all joining us today. A lot happening over here. We have incredible guests joining us later in the show, which I look forward to getting into in just a bit. Kellen Jones will be joining me, because there's a lot to go into over there in regards to the H-1B visas that have been taking over the Dallas area. DFW area. It's been quite the tragedy. And I speak because I know I live over there. So look forward to talking about that and what's really happening in the Dallas area. Also, Annie Cyrus will be joining us in a little bit as well. Annie is an incredible Iranian American who came from Iran, obviously, but most importantly, she's still covering what's taking place over there. She's here in the United States. We had her on the show last week where she detailed the death threats that she receives quite often. It's obviously awful, but she's got her ear to the ground in Iran right now. She's going to detail the very latest there. We'll also have the former spokeswoman for President Trump, Liz Harrington, on the program today to react to a lot. The first one will obviously be the one that we briefly kind of did some overview on, which was the Wall Street Journal article, which says that President Trump is not happy with AG Pam Bondi. So we'll have her react to that. We'll also have her react to the latest regarding election fraud, because there was thousands and thousands of names ripped off a voter roll because, Tom Fitton isn't going to stop anytime soon. He's doing an incredible job. So Liz Harrington will join us to detail just that and react to the news, of course. But you may have seen it. We're seeing some bit of a appearance that investigations are brewing, I guess we could say. It's a little weird, but obviously you guys may have saw this news over the weekend as well, that Jerome Powell, obviously he's the chair of the Fed, that he's under federal investigation currently. And obviously he's saying that this is all because he's not reducing the interest rates, which I also do believe is criminal in itself, because he's intentionally working against the American people to work for the globalists and to force us to pay out billions and billions of dollars in interest for no freaking reason. But that's a whole nother story. But he's claiming to be the victim here in all of this, as one would assume he would do. And in clip three, the White House actually responded to Powell yesterday. Take a listen.
Fed chair should be in jail.
Thank you so much, Caroline. Jerome Powell, President Trump has mentioned on multiple occasions that the administration could probably bring a lawsuit against him. Did the president ever direct DOJ officials to open an investigation into Powell?
No.
And can you reassure the American public that his longstanding criticisms and public comments about Powell had nothing to do with the investigation?
Look, the president has every right to criticize the Fed chair. He has a First Amendment right, just like all of you do. And one thing for sure, the president's made it quite clear, is Jerome Powell is bad at his job. As for whether or not Jerome Powell is a criminal, that's an answer the Department of Justice is going to have to find out, and it looks like they intend to find that out.
Two more questions on the Fed for you. Senator Tillis is promising to hold up all Fed nominees until this legal matter with Jerome Powell is resolved. What does the president make of that?
I haven't spoken to the president about Senator Tillis's comments. I'll leave that to our legislative affairs shop to figure out, and I'll let the president speak on that himself.
That the Fed should operate independently from him.
The president has made it quite clear he thinks Jerome Powell is bad at his job, and the president has made it quite clear, as have many economists, by the way, that interest rates should be lowered, and they should have been lowered a long time ago.
But does he believe in the independence of the Fed, Caroline?
He has, and he said that many times.
Thank you, Caroline. Does the president believe that Jay Powell should go to jail if he lied about
Eamon, you're yelling out a question that's being asked in a different way, but it's the same exact question as we just answered, and I just answered it. We'll let the Department of Justice determine that.
But as you hear there, she's claiming that the Trump administration didn't instruct the DOJ to go after him. He is causing American taxpayers billions of dollars for his refusal to lower the interest rates. And there's really no excuse for it besides he's politically motivated. And that would really be the only reason for that, the only justification. There's no other way to look at it. Every single expert tells you that every key indicator shows that interest rates should have been reduced a long time ago. And he's chosen not to. Because why? Because Donald Trump bad. Donald Trump bad. Now, again, Jerome Powell says the DOJ is threatening him with criminal charges for refusing to reduce the interest rates. I don't care at this point. Reduce the rates. Reduce the rates. The American people deserve better. We don't deserve to sit here and have to, for the next, what is it going to be? Next two generations, pay off all his debt, if we're lucky. It's just so infuriating, the fact that this guy has this hold on this country right now in regards to interest rates. There's no reason for him to keep these rates as high as they are. And the president obviously doing his best to push back now. And thank God, we're hearing a lot about now how Republicans are starting to address the affordability crisis in this country. Thankfully, as many of you guys know, we have Mark Mitchell on the show all the time. And I could just tell you that I know that there's meetings being held amongst Republican leaders right now in D.C. in regards to just that. Long overdue. It's long overdue. Long overdue. This is why so many young people are turning to communists, because they don't have any hope. The reality is, even the current interest rates, even though the president has done a good job of bringing those down, they're still not low enough for average Americans to be able to afford a house in this country. It's just the reality. Rent, for some reason, is a better option. And not by much, but it's still an option that many Americans are leaning on. And most Americans, when you look at the polls, don't even think they have a shot anymore at the American dream. Now, I get it. The president believes a lot of this is due to illegal immigration. The millions of immigrants who have come into this country. Okay. But there's a lot more that can be done, and we look forward to seeing him do just that. The bonds, the purchase of the bonds, I believe it was $200 billion. But I guess off the top of my head that he announced last week. It's a good start. But again, then it gets the federal government involved in all of this, and that's a little sticky. Let's turn to this. Let's talk about Judge Boasberg for a second. As many of you guys know, he is not a very beloved judge. He's been accused of obviously being very biased, very corrupt. And he, for some reason, thinks, and it's so frustrating that all of these cases fall mysteriously on people like Judge Boasberg's desk in his courtroom. Marco Rubio just recently told him yesterday in a response that there's no way to retrieve the 137 Venezuelans that were deported under the Alien Enemy Act. Now, here's the thing, right? Because he wants the Alien Enemies Act to not be implemented, but it's too late because they've already obviously shipped out a ton of these violent criminals. And Boasberg wants to know what happened. I gave you a ruling that was to bring him back. Why aren't they back here in the United States? Because he is obviously a treasonous pig. So Boasberg is still trying to hold the Trump administration accountable for doing the logical thing. So Marco Rubio tells Judge Boasberg there's no way to retrieve those 137 Venezuelans that were deported under the Alien Enemies Act or even offer them due process. Given the recent, you know, events that took place in Venezuela. Might as well just go there with that. Have fun with it. Screw this guy, you know? Because he's going to keep trying to bring these people back into our country. They are violent criminals. They are MS-13 gang members. Get them all out. Ignore the judges. What is a judge going to do? Speaking of that, ignoring orders. Let's talk about Mark Kelly. Senator Mark Kelly yesterday, and I was trying to see if Pete Hegseth would comment on it, but he was not trying to speak to the media yesterday. But we were right in front of him when the news dropped that Senator Mark Kelly filed a lawsuit against the Pentagon and obviously the defense secretary, or it's not even defense. Why do we always, it's not defense, it is the Department of War. And he's also filing that lawsuit as well as the defendants listed there is also the Navy. But in the suit, he's claiming that the censure that was issued against him and the reduction in his military ranking and the associated retirement pay pension, well, he obviously is saying that's retaliation. But most importantly, he thinks that what was said in that video where he was telling service members not to follow orders if they deemed them to be unlawful, he's saying that was protected by free speech. Ah, free speech. Now they believe in it. Now they believe in that. Isn't that funny? Kelly's lawsuit argues that the Pentagon's actions are retaliation and a violation of the First Amendment. They infringe on speech or debate clause. They also threaten the separations of powers by allowing the executive branch to punish a sitting member of Congress for political speech and oversight. And then they went on to say that this is like unprecedented. You know, all the dramatic terms you're going to use in a lawsuit. I believe it was about 66 pages, his filing. And it's just, First Amendment is what they want to claim. Now they're fans of the First Amendment. Now they're fans of the Constitution. Now they want to go by what was written by our founding fathers. Isn't that convenient? Isn't that convenient? Unfortunately, though, the secretary did not give us comment yesterday. I guess he was busy, we could say. But I was really angling towards that. I did reach out, though, to his team. And I did ask them for comment. They said, we don't comment on pending litigation matters, unfortunately. So I tried. I gave my best shot. But we'll watch as this lawsuit goes through the courts. But ultimately, I know he thinks he's got a winning case here. I don't see that being the case. I don't see this being a free speech lawsuit, a free speech argument. But we'll see as it plays out. We also have our eyes right now in the Supreme Court as well, because arguments are beginning today into the transgender athletes in women's sports. As many of you guys know, we briefly talked about this. The Supreme Court will be hearing this, whether or not states can constitutionally ban biological men from competing in women's sports. The conservative view is that the major win for protecting, this is a major win for protecting women's sports, obviously, but that's going to be a big one happening today in front of the Supreme Court. Protests are expected to also be carried out throughout today. By the way, President Trump just posted on Truth Social, and we'll go over this in a little bit too when we have Annie Cyrus on in the third hour of the program. He keeps saying, make Iran great again. But he just posted this Truth Social post. Iranian patriots, keep protesting. Take over your institutions. Save the names of the killers and abusers. They will pay a big price. I've canceled all meetings with Iranian officials until the senseless killing of protesters stops. So President Trump weighing in on that. And, you know, we'll get Annie's take on it. But ultimately, yeah, this is going to be big news, folks. Because I have a feeling this is going to heat up over these next few days. The numbers that are being floated out there, too, are not consistent. One article I was reading today was like, oh, there's over 20,000 people killed. So, interesting enough. That's what's happening. It was anywhere from one said 20,000, another one said 30,000. So the number is all over the place. But we'll go through the stories when we have Annie Cyrus on the program, because the details are actually really sad. There's actually a man who's set to be executed today by the government for being a part of the protests. He's supposed to be hung. And we'll talk to her about that. Again, what's happening in Iran, keep your eyes on it, but my heart just really goes out to those people. I don't want any of our personal involvement in any of this, but yeah, I'd say this is a big one. I don't know if you saw this too yesterday. We could dive into the Minnesota angle to all of this, because Minnesota is now suing the Trump administration to stop it from enforcing immigration laws after the fatal shooting of a woman by a federal officer. So Minneapolis and St. Paul are now suing. So that the DHS is violating the First Amendment. The lawsuit seeks a temporary restraining order to halt the enforcement of operations. Yeah, wouldn't they love that? Wouldn't they love that? No, I'm sorry. Your left-wing terrorists don't get to run around our country, and they don't get to go after ICE agents, Border Patrol agents, try to run them over, and they don't get to get away with it. We're done with this. You know, every time an ICE agent or any DHS agent is injured in line of duty, nobody gives a damn about them. Nobody cares. It's like a headline, and then it's gone. Nobody sits down and has serious conversations about how lefties are terrorists, how they're radical, how they go out there and they want to hurt people. They actually do just that. So I'm just over with this, like, let's all pretend everything's all good and that the federal government is the aggressor here. They are the violent ones. And then you have Tim Walz. Look at this. This guy is such a freaking loser, man. I guess he went to the memorial yesterday for Renee Good. And he's pretending to take a moment to reflect upon her loss. You know, if you don't do stupid things, these things don't happen to you. It's quite simple. Some would even argue it's logical. You know, maybe make better decisions in life. Maybe don't be a garbage human being going around harassing federal agents while they're trying to do their job and remove, They're trying to remove the worst of the worst. So you'd have to say rapists. And by the way, I posted some of the arrests that were made over these last few days on my ex page. Again, men who shouldn't be in this country accused of sexually assaulting women and children, murderers. Those were the ones that were recently rounded up in the state. So F that guy. He's a garbage human being. There's no other way to look at it besides the fact that he is a horrible person. And I'm so tired of, like, because they're being ousted and that they're being exposed for the fraud that they've been participating in allegedly, that they're using this as a pivot moment for them. This is a pivot moment. You know, it's interesting too, because the mayor, he said something very interesting. Jacob Fry, as many of you guys know, he is a beta man. in clip five. Well, he said the quiet part out loud. And this is one that's been very key that I've been trying to like scream about since the Biden regime years. Take a listen.
If the goal were simply to look for people that are undocumented, Minneapolis and St. Paul would not be the place where you would go. There are countless more people that are undocumented in Florida and Texas and Utah. Why are they in these much smaller cities in the middle of the Midwest? The answer is very clear. It is politics. Florida and Texas and Utah are Republican states. The reason that Minnesota and Minneapolis are being targeted is because you've got a Democratic governor, a Democratic attorney general, and you got Democratic mayors.
No, he's missing the real key point to all of this. Democrats intentionally shuffled them throughout the Midwest intentionally for this moment. What they were trying to do is steal elections and gain a mass majority. And so they have shuffled these illegal aliens into their places and a lot into red states too. But most importantly, it's the reason why you've seen these booms that have been recently taking place. They've been strategically placed throughout the Midwest. I mean, I was traveling just last year for several speaking engagements. And as you go around, you start to realize even in places that you wouldn't expect it, there's a massive amount of foreigners. Why? Because the Biden regime wanted to change this country. That was the goal in all of this. And so what they do specifically, well, they put these people who shouldn't be in this country in the first place, they put them in very sometimes red areas, but wherever they thought it was best for them politically. It's crazy. I was actually calling Ubers in Michigan last year, and every single person was a Mohammed. Every single person. And then you start to realize that none of them speak English. None of them want to talk to you. None of them really care for you. They're just not happy people because they know why they're here. They're not here to make friends. They're here to take over, and they know that. They know that. I also want to talk about, too, what's being exposed, obviously, in Minnesota. As many of you guys know, the AG in Minnesota has been exposed in recordings. Now, Elson is his name. He is an individual right now who's facing a lot of accusation in regards to potentially doing like a little pay-to-play scheme. Now, again, there's no convictions here, so we have to say the word allegedly, of course. But the recordings that we've played for you on the show so far are quite disturbing. But it gets even worse. And, you know, the Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, is out here calling it out in clip four. Take a listen.
That's part of following the money. There are evidently some disturbing tapes of AG Ellison in meetings with people who donated to him, them calling for political favors to stop the investigations. So we'll see. But again, I don't want to get out ahead of the investigations. It's going to be very methodical. And Chris, I can guarantee you when the bear trap snaps, we're going to get these folks. And again, we're going to follow the money, whether it's over the two counties here, in Minneapolis, St. Paul's, or whether it's to East Africa. And there's tons of luxury properties, cars that have been bought over there. And how the hell did this happen? How did it happen? Like, President Trump is outraged. I'm outraged. The American people should be outraged.
Well, it happened because our government allowed it to happen. So that's why it happens. It happened because no one's actually really been thrown in prison for it. I mean, obviously, there's a couple people under the Biden regime who were prosecuted, investigated. But again, I mean, it needs to be a very loud statement made. But, you know, they are making the right moves. Again, we kicked off the show by talking about the breaking news regarding the Somalians losing their protective order or protective status, I should say. The Trump administration announcing that they are terminating the temporary protected status for Somalians, and that will expire on March 17th. So that'll be a good day, March 17th. They either leave or they get dragged out. Pick. So again, this looks good. What's going on right now looks good. Looks good. We also know that there's going to be a special U.S. attorney appointed to just going after the fraud. So we're still waiting for that announcement to take place. But again, that is a process. So far, the Trump administration really is taking these fraud allegations seriously, it looks like. So we'll keep our eye on that, of course. I think that's really, really important, though. Really, really important for us to pay attention to. Oh, by the way, yesterday it was announced that the United States has, under President Trump, revoked over 100,000 visas. It's a pretty interesting number, I must say. Pretty interesting number. We're off to a good start, though. I'll tell you that. Unfortunately, it's going to be a long, drawn-out process. I'm not going to sit here and lie to the people about that one. It's not going to happen overnight. I know a lot of us are frustrated, but in regards to the deportation numbers, I know that those haven't been to our desire. But the reality of it is you have to hire a whole bunch of these agents, judges, because they have to get the due process that we don't think that they actually should be able to get, but the courts say that they do. So the administration is at least trying. That's the good news. It looks like. The fraud is just so crazy to me. It's so out of control. And the fact that we probably won't even get any of this back is really infuriating. The most important part, folks, is we've been playing these clips for you guys of these TSA employees who were like, yeah, well, they were shuffling millions of dollars in suitcases and sending out of our country. And nobody cared. I mean, literally nobody cared. Why do you think Somalians were taking millions of dollars in cash into suitcases and onto planes? Why did we allow this in the first place? Does anybody even know? Does anyone even know? I mean, it's just so crazy to me that we allowed all this to happen. And the people who allowed it to happen, they're not going to be held accountable. You might get a couple of like the low-hanging fruit, but otherwise it's nothing. And it's just so infuriating, man. It really is infuriating. Because all of the big people who are behind all of this, all of the people that are pushing this, they're gone. They're gone. They took our money and they left. Can't even imagine why we've allowed all this to happen. I can't even imagine why we've done this to our country. All right, folks, in the second hour of the show, we're going to be talking about the H-1B visas, but we're also going to be taking your calls. So 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. That's the number you're going to want to call into to join us in the second hour of the show. Lots to discuss there. In the third hour, we have two guests, so we're going to do the calls in the second hour of the program. For the first, in a couple of minutes, Kellen Jones is going to be joining us. Should be pretty interesting regarding the H-1B visa issue that's going on right now in Texas. If you haven't seen the videos up on X, if you're driving through like Irving, Plano, Frisco, Dallas, you know that there's been a drastic shift in people who live there. Indians specifically, and obviously Muslims have taken over the community, and you're starting to notice it more and more. I've been visiting for years before I moved down there, and I would notice it, but it wasn't like anything. It isn't what it is today. And a lot of it, people say, has to do with the H-1B visas. So we'll be joined by the incredible reporter over at Dallas Express to break down the latest on that front, to go through the numbers. So don't go anywhere more to discuss. In the meantime, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now. It's the limited edition Life is Fiery with its beautiful trench knife. It's available now. Extremely limited, so head on over to thealexjonesstore.com.
If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexJonesStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. Now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rating. 5 milligrams of this a day. Most people think creatine is just about better muscle, healthier, more stamina. It's been proven, it's been documented. I'll show you what Grok had to say about it here in just a moment. But the first thing you need to understand is that it's not just making your muscles better or your body be able to do more exercise. It's doing all these incredible things for your brain and everything else. And that's really more and more what scientists are saying people should focus on with creatine. And just since I've been taking creatine for the last few months, it has had dramatic effects on my clarity, my focus, my energy, especially when used with ultramethylene blue. Again, everybody knows about muscle and performance, or most people do, but what are the other benefits? Grok says secondary emerging benefits, improves anaerobic capacity and power output, may increase glycogen storage in muscles when combined with carbs. Potential brain benefits, improves cognitive performance under sleep deprivation or mental fatigue. Possible neuroprotective effects being studied in traumatic brain injury, Parkinson's, depression, etc. May benefit vegetarians and others who have a lower level of creatine in their diet. Who benefits the most? Older adults, strength and power, people with low dietary creatine. It goes on and on. Bottom line, if you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.